Good afternoon, Wrangell. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1 p.m. We have our guest, Tom Jenkins, in the studio today, and he's the manager of the Senior Center. So, as always, you can call in to ask a question or just say hi anytime during the program. That number is 874-2345. Tom, thank you for coming in today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Cool. So, Tom, before we get into it, just tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay. So, I'm from Tennessee, raised my family there, and a good old Tennessee volunteer. Came to Alaska about 4 years ago, to Haines, Alaska. Mm-hmm. Before that, I did some volunteer work in Panama for Central America for a couple of years, but then came to Alaska and worked for the Senior Center in Haines, and then I've come over here. And what else about me? I'm a big literature guy. I'm a music guy. I'm looking for people that like music. I play the piano and the guitar. I'm a dancer. I'm a big Jane Austen person. I'm a big traveler. I like especially Europe. So come on to the Senior Center and meet me. I'd look forward to getting to know you.
What kind of dancing do you do?
Oh, I'm from Tennessee, so it's like you've got to do the square dancing and the contra dancing. And waltzing, country waltzing. I can teach waltzing and such. So yeah, I'm that kind of dancer. Probably some ballroom.
Oh
yeah. Why, Tom, are you a dancer or something?
Tom, I'm a huge square dancer.
Oh,
I love
you?
It. Yes.
Well, we're thinking about doing some square dancing.
Yes.
I can call. Can you call?
No.
Oh, well, I can call a few.
You can call.
Yeah, and call. And you can gather in some people. We need to have another show about square dancing.
Yes, we do.
Okay. I didn't know. Do you contra dance?
No, not really.
Okay, that's even cooler.
I mean, but they're similar.
They're similar, right?
Yeah.
Right. Huh, that's funny.
You said contra is even cooler.
It is cooler.
In your mind.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. But they're all cool.
Okay.
And waltzing is maybe even coolest. But
waltzing is cool. I like waltzing as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, we will come back
off
to that.
The subject.
No, but I think it's also on subject because it's something I bet your seniors would like to do.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
Hope so.
Okay. So, thank you for introducing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned that you did work at the Senior Center in Haines. So that tells me a little bit about you too. But are there any other reasons why you took this job other than you kind of have some experience in that realm?
Well, I retired from a business in Tennessee, unrelated. It was industrial maintenance factories. Talk about a different setting. So it was nice to do something completely different. Though I have done some upgrades on this building that might be related to my past career. But any case, I retired from that, and I'm not wanting to work full time. It was a good public service type job, and I'm glad to have a chance to do it.
Yep, so this is a switch you wanted to make, and a big switch in location to Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love it up here, though. Right. I miss the kids and grandkids in Tennessee, though. Got to get back more often.
Yeah, maybe they can come visit you.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to get them to do that. Spend the money, I guess.
You're right. It's
I need to give them some miles or something.
That's right. Yeah. You do, Tom.
Okay.
So, so you're new to the Senior Center. You've been there, what, a little bit less than a month?
Yeah.
You'd say?
At this Senior Center, just a month or so, yep.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so tell me, so when you came on board, there was a lot of changes going on at the Senior Center. Just give me a sense of what those changes looked like.
Yeah, so it's no fault of anybody, but we basically lost the site manager, the cook, and the driver all at the same time. And for that reason, we've not been able to serve meals in the lunchroom. We just have been too short-staffed. But we've got a cook and myself, and we just today have brought on a driver. So it looks like we're starting to get back to staff. We still need an assistant cook, and we still need another driver, too, to be full-staffed. But things are looking up. So we've done some upgrades on the building and done some work on the truck. So, like, for example, for a while, I understand the lift wasn't working. So if anyone out there needs to have the handicap lift for a chair or something, wheelchair, it's working perfectly now, and we can pick you up and take you where you need to go.
Well, thank goodness. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned renovations to the building. What do those look like?
Well, a lot of that was already in the pipeline. I've benefited just some timing, but the city has put fascia and soffit on the building, and we've taken down some old structures on it. I pressure washed. A kind fella donated the use of a pressure washer, and I pressure washed the French porch, and I'm going to stain it soon. So we're doing some things like that, and just and we've got a computer room now. We didn't have that before. So if a senior wants to work on the internet or learn those skills, I can dedicate an hour a day to that, and we can teach you or bring in your equipment, and we can work with you. So we've got that. We've got a piano now and some other musical things. We've got an exercise bike. We'd hope to have a treadmill and maybe some other things like that. But yeah, so it's hopefully getting to be even better and better.
Okay, and I know you have a lot of plans for the future of the Senior Center, but go ahead and run through some of the basic services that people can access there.
Yeah, it's a good point, because sometimes I get off track on all the dreams and plans. That'll probably never happen, but the basics we want everyone to remember. There's funding to provide anyone 60 years and older transportation at this point from 8 to 2:30, but very soon it's going to be from 8 to 5 p.m. Take advantage of that. If you're 60 and older, even if, I don't care if you're wealthy as anything, you know, if you need a ride, that's what we can do. And it's free, or you can give a dollar donation if you want to. When I land in Juneau, I take advantage of the transportation, same company. I'm 62, so they'll pick me up at the airport. I mean, why call a cab? If you're 60 years old, you've got funding for this, so take advantage of it here in Haines and other places. And then the other thing, so transportation all day long, 60 and older, or if you're handicapped, like disabled, it doesn't matter what age you are, you know, if you need the wheelchair lift. And then the meals are for anyone 60 and over for lunch. So come for lunch. Again, the people who come to lunch that certainly are not disadvantaged economically. Anyone comes to lunch, and it also is free. But if you want to, you can donate $3 for the lunch. It's a well-balanced meal, and it's fun to meet at the Senior Center and see everybody. And so if you're 60 and over, come for lunch. We'd like to have you. You got fun, and we're trying to make it more fun. And then we'll have some. We're trying to plan some cool desserts that will pop your. It'll give you some.
Okay, right on. And then you all do you do home delivered meal.
That's not as advertised as much, because that is for shut-ins. It's not just anyone that wants a home meal delivered. If you're reasonably able to get out, we want you to come to the Senior Center. And I wanted to mention that we'll pick you up. We have a route where we pick up everybody that wants to come for lunch. And we're changing that, by the way. It used to be, before I got here, we picked you up at 11 for a 12 o'clock lunch. And that's too early. People don't want to sit and wait that long. So we're changing it now. Probably next week I'll start it. We're going to pick you up at 15 to 12 for a 12 o'clock lunch. So if you want to come to lunch, we'll pick you up with a senior van. You come to lunch, we'll take you home. It's not such a big investment of your time as it was previously. So that's going to be a new arrangement, 15 to 12 to pick you up if you want to come and have fun with us at lunch, and maybe we'll sing a song or something.
Okay, and so, yeah, you mentioned, you know, maybe next week lunch might be back up and running?
It's possible. It all depends on this driver that I'm getting on tomorrow. If he looks like he's going to stay with us, I don't want to get him on, and then if he quits, then we'll have to close the lunchroom again. So give me a couple of days with the new driver to see if we can open up, and we'll make that announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that sounds good, Tom. And any other kind of basic services people should be aware of?
Well, there are some other services that are sort of behind the scenes and regarding elder care, but those are the ones that are out there for everyone at this point. As far as optional things, we can talk about that whenever you want to talk about some things that we're thinking about doing and such.
Oh, sure. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay. So what we were thinking about doing, those are the basics. But we'd like to do what some of the bigger senior centers do. The bigger senior centers have amazing exercise programs. If there's somebody out there at any age that would like to teach something, you know, some sort of stretch and balance exercise, we would love to hear from you. Some of the big senior centers have a lady come in an hour a week that cuts hair for people that need that kind of thing, or do nails. Any volunteers for anything, or if some crafty person or music person, you run it by me and I'll advertise it for you. I'm not sure it'll take off, but we sure will try to make it take off, whatever your idea is for volunteering and helping the seniors in the area. We're thinking about doing some things that involve the whole community, like a square dance. How could it be related to a senior center? We'll call it a fundraiser, and that way we can get away with it. And I was thinking about teaching ukulele lessons. We're getting 10 ukuleles, so first come, first serve, and we'll have ukulele lessons. And we hope, just like Haynes, almost every child in Haynes can play the ukulele because we have a real big program there. I'd like to see that in Wrangell, where almost every child can play the ukulele, but every adult too. It's such an easy instrument. I could teach you to play ukulele in a half hour, and you'd have fun the rest of your life. But that's just one idea. We're thinking about an afternoon movie and a meal, an evening movie and a meal. The Toastmasters are talking about coming, a bird watching group maybe, or field trips, lots of ideas. And if somebody has a program away from the senior center and wants to move it there, we'd appreciate it. Like, I hear there's a quilting group. Why not come to the senior center? I hear that there's some other group. I forgot what it was. We'll provide coffee and cookies, and you can do it at the senior center. Because I know some people are doing it in their homes right now.
Cool. How'd you get the ukuleles?
I purchased them. I have strong feelings about music, and I like people to learn at least an instrument. So I bought 10 in the ukuleles. But I've always played it, and I've had fun with it. And children as young as 7 can learn that easy. So we'll talk about that in the future.
Cool. Awesome. Okay. Well, Tom, a lot of cool ideas to get people active and creative.
How about a bridge group? Hey, bridge groups out there want to come into the senior center, or Canasta, something like that?
Yeah.
Give me a call. Come on in. We'll provide the coffee and cookies. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, that's perfect. No, I'm with you. Bridge, yeah, that's a perfect club. Yeah. I love all these ideas. Okay. You know, Tom, is there anything else we should hit on?
Trying to think. Oh, I'd like to see something. I'll have to talk to the school about this. Some communities have had great programs where the school uses volunteers from the senior center, which I could help sort through them to help with some special ed situations, or with just basic situations with reading and with flashcards. We have seniors here that are very qualified, and I'll get with the school later and see if there's some way we could work the seniors in, or have the kids come to the senior center. That would be great too. The kids want to come to the senior center. By the way, another thing, if there's a group that wants to come and sing for the seniors or do some little play for them, I'll set it up and such. And because we love to have the kids. I'm a big kid person, and most of the seniors are.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else, Tom?
No, I'll think of more things, but it'll be after I leave here. I was like, oh man, I wish I had thought of that.
Well, no worries. I love all these ideas, and I think sometimes, you know, a lot of us can think that the senior center is just for seniors that have economic need or they have physical needs. And it sounds like you all want to service those people, of course, but
of
really
course.
It's a meeting place.
Yeah,
for these
we want more than that though. We want, we want active seniors to help us and to get involved with things. Yeah, certainly not a geriatric type situation. That's what we want to, we want to help everyone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, very cool. Yeah. It just sounds like a really good place for you to, you know, connect with your community. You know, even if you are a senior that maybe has the funds, you are physically able, but, you know, maybe you don't have the...
you just want to socialize.
Yeah,
you
want to socialize.
Meet some people.
Yeah.
Hey, how about a bingo person? Anyone out there want to help me with some bingo? I would love to have a bingo. I bet you there's people that are good at that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, bingo. People would love bingo.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Cool. Then, Tom, thank you for coming in.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yeah. All right, the time is 1:15. We just heard Tom Jenkins, and as always, we will be back next week with another guest. See you later.